Hey, Steve Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another postcast edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University here coming at you. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. We still in the game, baby. We still in the game somehow, some way. This is off the podcast, I know, but we're still in the ball game, baby. We ain't done yet. So there you go on that. Friday, last Friday of the month, and we're heading into the weekend here. We're going into a new month, but right now, this K-State Women's postcast edition on Friday, January 30th, 2026. This is the very first time with this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here as we embark on another, once you want a cold weekend here in the KC Metro area. Again, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. All right, yeah, straight on into it. Here last night, K-State women's basketball tonight, losing at home to Colorado as this losing train continues on both sides for the K-State men and women's basketball team, despite the ladies battling back to take a lead in the fourth quarter, but yet let it slip away there as the return of Zianna Walker again. That name should be familiar to y'all as well. And that's what we get. And unfortunately, that's what we get because of the transfer portal. Right? Zianna Walker, 13 points on a night. She had a double-double in this ball game here. The comeback over her former team, her former school, in the Wildcats last night by the score of 56-47 there as the slide continues. And no, there was no Tessia on the court yet again as NCAA continues to be, you know what? I'll probably have another separate episode on that, but that's not the point right now there. But yeah, this, again, I talked about this on the KU Women's Postcast the other day. Again, if you're fresh to this podcast, make sure you first off subscribe. Second thing, go back and listen to the podcast from last weekend. And of course, we'll have some more coming up. Heading into next week, actually, because of the fact that both the men and women's basketball teams play on Sunday. So I got that going on. But yeah, so trailing there, K-State had a run early in the fourth quarter to take this lead, and then Colorado rallied back there to win it by 11 points in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. Colorado leads the series by 136-35 now there as well. Jordan Spicer, 12 points last night. Actually, let's just go in straight on into the box score here for last night in this ball game here. As K-State now right back to that train at 500, 11-11, 4-5 in Big 12 play. Meanwhile, Colorado escapes their 14-7, 5-4 in Big 12 play there in this game last night. Yes, Zianna Walker last night, who played a huge key in the success of K-State was basketball in the past three seasons. 33 minutes last night in this game, 4 of 11 from the field, including 2 of 5 from downtown. 13, yeah. That was only in a defensive struggle here in this game. Let me go back to K-State. Yeah, so Jordan Spicer, short of the game high, tying the game high, really. 12 points last night, back up to Colorado real quick. Zianna Walker, 13. Then her teammate, Jade Masgayo, also had 13 points last night. Logan Greer, no, it's now no relation to this Greer here in a podcast. It's spelled a different way anyway. 11 points with Desiree Wooten with 11 as well as K-State in the defense held Colorado to 34% shooting from the field and only 22% shooting from downtown in the game. Meanwhile, on the other side there, 32% shooting for the Lady Wildcats last night in this game. And only 13% shooting from downtown. Yeah. Last time we were at that number there, you probably got to go back to Green Bay when we lost that one there as well. Yeah, Jordan Spicer. You only get your only double figures coming from Jordan Spicer. 12 points. And I kept saying before the KU game, and I'm going to say it again. You have to get more. And Taryn Size, an abysmal 3 points. She played all the minutes, a.k.a. like P.J. Haggerty, in the men's game the other night. And you only get 3 points out of that? Yeah. Yes, I know Tess Teal's not there. I unfortunately sort of understand it. But again, Taryn Size has been in this program. It's going to be coming on 3 years now. And yeah, she has. This is not Taryn. Yeah, and this is, yes, her first year starting, first full year starting. But we're gonna take a different avenue here in this podcast. You just gotta get more of that. 40 points and three, and only 3 points out of that. You're missing production out of that. You get a Taryn Sides. Let's see. She popped off last weekend against KU. That's what you want. That's what you want right there. That's what you need at this juncture with no testing. Who knows if the NCAA is going to let her back on the court at this juncture, right? And even before the test seal mysterious suspension and all that, you know, I called for Taryn Size to hit the bench because she's not playing well. It's been in one game spurts this year. This season, that Taryn Size, we see the Taryn Size of old. Getting hot from three, the intensity, the passion, the production is missing. And when you lose by 9, now again, it might not matter anyway. But again, if you don't get your usual double, at least 15 from Taryn Size, at least that, which you haven't really got, because usually you get that from Natasha Claussen. Claussen's had 7 points last night in this game. Two others had 8. Gina Garcia and Brandy Herod had 8 points last night in this game. But you don't get any most production from what's now should be your best player. Tess Hill was your best player. And who knows when she's going to return to the floor because of the stupid-ass NCAA. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Colorado 56, K-State 47 last night in a defensive struggle. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, get it wherever you get your podcast. Free and available daily. Every time we update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. This will come out tonight. There's a lot going on, actually, this weekend. As I'm sitting recording this podcast here in a little while, here in a couple hours, in Manhattan, Kansas, you got an indoor track and field team taking the track and field. Literally, for the Lost Dots Invitational, and then we're going to call it the Manhattan Showcase, baby, goes down tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it tomorrow morning. And, of course, you got women's tennis state on Clemson, women's golf this weekend on Sunday, and you got the men's women's basketball team, as I said in this postcast. We'll be both people, all the women's golf team, men's and women's basketball team, will be playing in action on Sunday. We'll bring the action to you as we go into the first week of February. So that's why we got to make sure you tap into this podcast. Be subscribed. You know what I'm saying? It's daily podcast. And the return. Yes, sir. I can confirm this right now. Alex Aiden will be back talking sports next week. So we got finally. He'll be back. Again, it's going to be twice a month. It's not going to be for right now. We got going on and things like that. We're trying to lock down stuff goal for me personally. locking down stuff this month. So, but in between all that, Alex will be coming back on the show, and I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from him next, talking mainly men's basketball, and probably throw some women's in there on Thursday, on recording Thursday, and probably will come out during the weekend. So yeah, man, it's gonna be fun, but it's not fun right now with these basketball teams. And look, I left off with the 10 hole Taryn Size thing. Only 1 of 6 on the field. You have to shoot the ball more than that, and yeah, that's credit to Colorado's defense. And Colorado again, this just came up to my mind. Obviously, I think Colorado was in Manhattan. They beat K-State in the NCAA play tournament. So there's that. Again, holding down Terrence Size, 6 shots. Got to get more than that. And credit Gina Garcia, 4 of 10, 3 of 7, Brandy Herrod. Clausens, you got to get, I mean, you got to start getting more, a little bit more from her. She's kind of tailed off in the last couple of games as well. Also, Izilla Arenas has been a big disappointment. 2 points. Let me see. How many minutes? Yeah, 8 points. And Ivona Sakivich. Yeah, we're going to roll it here in the podcast. Sorry, I butchered that last name. I'm sorry, Ivona, but we'll butcher that last name. But she played a little bit last night. 2 points in 8 minutes of action last night. Let me see. She was 1 of 3 from the field there and had 5 rebounds. So she was pretty active last night. Second chance points, 15. This game was tied 3 times. 26 points in the paint. Fast break points, 8. Lead change, 4 times. Points off for turnovers, 18. Bench points. I'm reading this wrong. That's Colorado. Second chance points, 4. Yeah, we already did that. Points in the paint, 26. Same as Colorado. And the points off for turnovers, 17. Almost the same. And the bench points, 18. But you got to get more from Terrence Sides. I'm sorry. Yeah, if K-State's going to win any more basketball games this year, they got to get more from Terrence Sides, obviously. They got to get more, a little bit more from Klassen's. Arenas has been a little bit of disappointment there as well. I've stated that here in this podcast for a quick minute there as well. So, yeah, man. You got to get that as well. So, but anyways, Brandon Herrod, 5 rebounds last night. 14th game this year with 5 or more rebounds there as well. Terrence Sides did, back to her real quick to finish up. She did have 3 assists in the game, but again, you have to get more. She's pretty much now your best player. Obviously, she stands out. The best player, yeah. The freshman, Jordan Spicer, had a great game last night, but one player is with in double figures is going to win you a game. And let's just put that out there as well. Jeff Mitty. We'll just do this here. We'll get into his post-game press a little bit. He talks about the fourth quarter a little bit here. And from the press conference last night after K-State loses to Colorado by by 9 points. I thought it was by 11. Oh, my math's mixed up here this morning. But yes, it was K-State was basketball losing by 9 last night. Coach Mitty after the game, quote, I think obviously we're struggling with execution and what to run at the time and who to run it for. They did a good job on Terrence Sides, did a good job on Spicer. They defended the 3 line really well. And so we were trying to find some different things, but obviously we just couldn't find enough offense there. I thought our defense played well enough to win the game. And offensively, we struggled all night long. End quote. Yeah, man. Yep. Defense right there, you hold Colorado 34% shooting, that's a win in the bank. But when your offense can't do nothing, we only get one player in double figures, that's an issue. And again, credit Colorado. Again, they probably obviously focused in on Terrence Sides. And hey, you know, other teams going to see it. When you don't have Tessie, who was your best player for the last month and a half, it hurts. It hurts you. So yeah, K-State's gonna have to find a way to get more offense, especially this weekend here. And then of course, we'll in this postcast here with Mini on Ivona here. Skezovich, quote, I like the way she's practiced the last 2-3 days. I think we feel that like she's got her feet under her. I feel like with the style of play, she's adjusted well. So I wanted to give her an opportunity and I thought she gave us some good minutes, end quote, there as well. Yeah, man. So again, you want to see, I think, hopefully we can see a little bit more with the unfortunate situation of Tess Hill. So yeah, man, that's great that she's getting some more minutes. Yeah, and obviously, as we speak, NCAA, she's got her, Tess Hill, and obviously the adventure, unfortunately, of Kennedy Taylor, all involved in that. We won't get into that right now. There as well as K-State. Now has to hit the road, and now we'll take on Arizona State. Hold up a second. Arizona State for the first time since 1988 on Saturday at 3 Central Time. That's 1 o'clock West Coast time. Alex Ayton time out there. But Alex lives in California. He don't live in Arizona. So, but anyways, yeah, so Arizona State is next for this team. As, again, we'll keep a close eye on what's going on here with Tess. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a little worried now that NCAA is going to be stupid and not let her play because she signed with a pro with the Australian pro team. But again, that's I'm gonna hold that for another separate podcast here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Arizona State, yeah, K-State, ooh, got the work cut out for them. Arizona State, 18-4, but Arizona State, man, hit and miss. In conference play, 5-4 right now. Yes, I'm in the right category there. Thank you very much there as well. So, yeah, you just coming off beating Texas Tech. The last time this team was on the road, you upset Texas Tech on the road. So, look, gotta get some more offense. The defense is the calling card for this team, obviously. But you gotta get more offense. You have to get more from Terrence Sides. You have to, somehow or another. Terrence Sides has to cut loose like she did against KU and score. at this point, you got to get more from Natasha Claussens. And then, of course, Jordan Spieser has to continue to improve each and every game here. Give yourself a shot. Give yourself a shot like you did against Texas Tech. And, hey, we'll see what happens. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily or a chance to record Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the podcast, folks. We continue to thank you for your support of this everyday, yes, everyday K-State sports podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Stay warm if you're if you're living in KC, Manhattan, yeah, you know what it is. Even down south of KC, yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, you know what it is. We got KC alum down there as well. But anyways, it is Colorado last night, unfortunately, winning this basketball game, 56. K-State Ladies Basketball, 47. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Yeah,